Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
What the hell are you talking about?
A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 88.3 cents. It's crushing everyone, but it's particularly crushing seniors on a fixed income.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So there's what, 74 million Trump supporters, voters?
A basket of deplorables.
We have to find a way to live with them, even if we think they're bad people. We can't just wish them away. They're not going to disappear.
There you go, that wishing stuff again. I wish you was a wishing well, so that I could tie a bucket to you and sink you.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out.
This is my home. I would pay to see that.
I'm waiting for this. For trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out.
Bang, zoom.
Don't be rude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I was just studying the internet stories during the break, during the news break. And there's a cut. I don't think we're going to have a cut. It was just from a press gaggle yesterday in L.A. Brandon was getting some tacos. He didn't talk about breakfast tacos. These were chicken quesadillas, I guess, that he was getting. But there's a transcript of his remarks at the taco stand or the Mexican restaurant. And I'm just going to read you some of this stuff from yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles. Mr. President, can we ask you a couple of questions while we got you here? If it's real quick. Yeah, the inflation report is out. Have you seen gas prices around here in LA? It's $7 a gallon almost. And here's the key. This is what he said. Well, that's always been the case here. You know, it's not what? Nationwide, they came down about $1.35, and they're still down over a dollar. So gas has always been $7 a gallon in L.A. That's what he said. And that's on the White House transcript. That's what they're saying he said. Who knows what he really said? $7 a gallon. Ah, so that's the way it's always been. Don't worry about it. What the hell? Who cares? 844-500-4242. Lord. 508. My brand of beer was holding steady, but yesterday I went to the Packy and it was up. It was up. A 30 pack was up 10%.
55 cents.
All right, thanks, guys. Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus on President Biden. This was on a new edition of Yahoo Finance Presents. Most of the people, this is the guy who founded Home Depot with Blank, who's now the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. Most of the people in Washington never ran a business. You have a president that never worked a day in his life. Never worked a day in his life. What the hell does he know about economics? But he sure spouts about it a lot. Have you noticed that? 844-500-4242. Speaking of people who've never worked a day in their life, I want to talk about the race in Wisconsin between Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He used to work in a sawmill there. Actually, he didn't work in a sawmill. He was a dishwasher starting at the age of 15. He was talking about that in the debate with Mandela Barnes last night. And he looked like he was an endangered Republican senator a few months ago. But between Mandela Barnes' record being exposed as a defund the policer and just his general radical positions, and the fact that, like Biden, he's never had a job in his life. And Ron Johnson brought that up in the debate last night. I love this. Cut 16.
Mr. Barnes claims to be part of the working class, but I haven't really found evidence that he actually had a real job in the private sector. Maybe he had some, but he certainly doesn't talk about it.
He may have had a job, but he doesn't really talk about it. And Ron Johnson is more a man of the working classes than Mandela Barnes, as he points out. Cut 17.
Well, I fully understand how high the cost of gas is because I fill up my own gas tank. I drive myself around the state, unlike Lieutenant Governor Barnes, who is chauffeured around by State Patrol, costing taxpayers over $600,000. Through last November, he used them 13 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's not only excessive, it's abuse of the taxpayer money. So you ought to take a look at his record, but I actually understand that it's causing the cost of gas to go up, and it's the Democrat war on fossil fuel.
It's the Democrat war on fossil fuels. And also, he's a defund the police guy, Mandela Barnes. Cut 15.
But then you start drilling down. One thing you have to do is you have to keep violent criminals in jail. And you have to support law enforcement. Now, unfortunately, you know, we have an administration in Wisconsin right now that their goal was to reduce the prison population by 50%. They reduced it 15%, including paroling 884 criminals. 784 were violent, including 44 child rapists, 270 criminals who either committed or at least attempted murder. So keep violent criminals in jail. You know, one of the things you use is cash bail, and there's an effort here to eliminate cash bail, but also we have to support law enforcement.
Yeah, they're really tarring them now. It seemed like such a good idea 2 years ago to say defund the police. But now it's really coming back to bite him. Not just Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. I'm assuming that the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin does about as much as the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, which is to say nothing. The lieutenant governor of almost all states does nothing. But anyway, this is Gretchen Whitmer, the terrible, terrible governor of Michigan. She's right up there with Pritzker and Charlie Parker and Phil Murphy and Andrew Cuomo in terms of being Katie Brown in Oregon, of being the worst governors during the panic. But she was also a big defund the policer. So this is Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, 2 years ago, cut 7.
Be someone who supports the defunding movement, which is to take money specifically from police departments and put them into education, for example.
I think you do all those other things, you don't need all the money that's going in the police department. So yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that.
So she supports defunding the police. There you have it. That was Gretchen Whitmer then. This is Gretchen Whitmer now. Cut 6.
Investing in law enforcement is what we have done and what we need to continue to do to keep people safe.
I wonder why Tudor Dixon, her Republican opponent, is running neck and neck with her in the polls. Maybe because Tudor Dixon is reminding the voters of Michigan exactly the truth of Gretchen Whitmer's defund the police statements. Cut 8.
We know the governor came out and said that she supports the spirit of defund the police. In fact, we know that when we were all locked down, she went out and marched with folks who held up signs that said defund the police.
Yeah. But Gretchen Whitmer, of course, is still running on that phony baloney kidnapping plot that was set up by the FBI to get Donald Trump out of the White House. Remember that? All these people have been acquitted. A couple of them were pleaded guilty, but it was a non-existent plot. There were 12 FBI agents and 6 of these destitute guys who were living in their cars, living in basements of shops. They were all broke, and they were offering them, the FBI was offering them weed and booze, and they were going along with this quote-unquote plot. And then all the FBI agents who were involved have gotten fired for beating up their wives or trying to shake down people. Or it's just a scummy, rotten, typical FBI plot. But Gretchen Whitmer still thinks that people believe that she was threatened back in 2020 by the alleged kidnapping plot. Cut 10.
While my life was being threatened for making hard decisions to save lives across our state, Mrs. Dixon was spreading conspiracy theories. Mrs. Dixon was downplaying masks, saying that this would go away without getting vaccinated. She said kids couldn't get COVID. Had she been governor during the pandemic, thousands more people would have died. A lot of those deaths would have been in our nursing homes.
She was the one who said that you couldn't buy seeds at Home Depot because that was somehow going to stop the spread of the Wuhan flu that was sent out to us by the Red Chinese. She was the one who said you couldn't go between your own homes. If you had like a home in the suburbs of Detroit and you wanted to go up into the lake regions, northern Michigan, you couldn't go. But at the same time, her husband was allowed to take his boat out on the lake because he was a beautiful person. He was a sophisticated person, as the New York Times said of the guests at Obama's birthday party. And sophisticated people, as we all know, Democrats, didn't get it. And she's saying that, and she's still claiming that she was saving lives. Now, even Bill Gates, we'll get to that after the break, even Bill Gates is admitting now that it was BS. And again, I don't... Why is that not getting any play? That's getting less play than the FBI corruption trial in Alexandria, Virginia, because both of them go against the narrative. Natural gas bills will be over 50% higher each month this winter compared to last year due to all of the events we're discussing here today and every day. This is just one of the many reasons why you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month, and it will save you money. I've already started using mine in my office. It's on right now in my studio here in Florida because it's a little nippy in the studio, even if it's warm outside. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bone. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, I used this heater to heat my garage while I was working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure, unquote. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temperatures. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Shane, formerly from Maine, now lives in Michigan, says Whitmer was having people alone in their motorboats arrested for fishing. Tudor did well. Gretchen had her bleep face on. Someone says, I feel sorry for Mr. Whitmer since she's going to be home every day starting in January. So many of these governors deserve to lose. You know, I mean, Newsom's not going to lose, but, you know, Whitmer deserves to lose. Murphy deserved to lose. He didn't quite lose. You know, it would be great if Pritzker could lose. Jabba the Hutt in Illinois. All these people who, Janet Mills, I hope she loses in Maine. I mean, all these people who lorded it over everybody for no reason. For no reason. Let me, before we do the poll question, let's play the Bill Gates cut. This is amazing that, you know, Bill Gates was the sort of the one of the faces, because he has all this money, of locking everything down, and this was going to destroy the planet, and it was the worst thing. And now he's like, he's like the center at the revival. I used to be a sinner, but I seen the light. I seen the light. Listen to this, cut 11.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no experts. Way, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. We didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that. So that was a pretty scary period,
right,
where the world didn't go on alert, including the United States, nearly as fast as it needed to.
We figured this out very quickly. If you were paying attention, you figured it out. And then, he's saying this, that it was just killing elderly people. And Whitmer last night is still saying it's killing kids. You know what seems to be killing younger people? Apparently, the vaccine seems to be killing younger people. For some reason, perhaps there's no connection. Young people are just dying more and more than they ever did before the vaccine began to be administered. Every day you read stories on the internet, athletes oftentimes just dropping dead. Sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support Jeff Deal's 2014 attempt to abolish the Massachusetts minimum wage?
No, I do not.
50% say no.
He says he doesn't support it either, but it's in black and white that he did. He tried to do it. Now he, Say what? 844-500-4242. The Biden administration has extended the COVID-19 pandemic status as a public health emergency for another 90 days, preserving measures such as expanded Medicaid welfare. The decision follows comments by President Brandon in September describing the pandemic as over. So that was 3 weeks ago. He said it was over. Now it's an emergency again. Even with the CDC still reporting visits to ERs way down, deaths, cases bottoming out as well as correlated deaths, still no breakout for causation, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I saw an ad on TV last night for Janet Mills and
yes,
how she is fighting inflation. Now, would that be the same inflation that her and her team created by starting the war on fossil fuels?
That would indeed be the same inflation, Donald. She's fighting inflation by sending everybody in Maine that check for $850 was just made out of created solely out of thin air on the government printing presses, which has further depressed the value of the $850 that she sent you in the summer is now worth in real terms what, about $800, something like that. Let's play Ron. Thanks for bringing that up. Let's play Ron Johnson talking about inflation at the debate last night in Wisconsin. Cut 18.
We have to understand what caused these 40-year high inflation rates. It's out of control deficit spending. I voted against most of it, but unfortunately, President Biden, when he came into office, put forward another $1.9 trillion COVID relief package when we had $1.25 trillion left unspent from the previous COVID relief packages. I was warning about stagflation early in 2021. So the solution is stop the deficit spending, stop growing our debt. But understand that a dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 88.3 cents. It's crushing everyone, but it's particularly crushing seniors on a fixed income.
Brandon says the inflation is only 2%, but yet the COLA adjustments to Social Security went up Wednesday 8.7%. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, it's amazing what's going on in this Danchenko trial, the Russian collusion hoax, and how the FBI just totally concocted this plot, just like they concocted the Whitmer kidnapping plot, just like they didn't do anything about Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, just like they didn't do anything about the Boston Marathon bombers. But they concoct these plots against Republicans or to hurt Republicans in elections. So this trial is going on, and it's, as far as I can see, the only one who's covering is Technofog. He's a lawyer. That's obviously not his real name, and he's on Substack, and he buys the transcripts every night and he goes over them, and no one else is covering the trial worth a damn anyway. So yesterday, after Chuck Dolan, the Boston hack, the drunk Boston hack, testified that he had lied to Danchenko about having sources, and then Danchenko, in the pay of Hillary Clinton, had fed it to Christopher Steele for the Steele dossier. They brought on this FBI agent, another scummy, rotten, corrupt, lazy FBI agent by the name of Kevin Helsin. Kevin Helsin, he was the handler, basically, for Danchenko, the guy who's now been indicted for lying to the FBI, this purported Russian spy. And he's an immigration fraudster, too. And so Durham asks Helsin, was this uncorroborated information, was this used in a legal document? Yes, it was used in a FISA application. And against an American citizen, correct? I believe that was, yes, says the agent. And it was completely unvetted. Yes, says the FBI agent, but they used it anyway. They didn't even bother to check. Okay, in the cross-examination, it turned out that Danchenko demanded more money from the FBI. They made him a cooperating witness. You know, he was lying, and he didn't know anything, but they decided to make him a cooperating witness because that way they could protect him from being interviewed by Republicans like Devin Nunes or Jim Jordan, and they could also protect him from being interviewed by any reporters. And they could say, well, we can't talk about this sinister Russian purported spy because it's sources and methods. He's a confidential human source, CHS. Helsin, the agent, sought approval to pay Danchenko $10,900 at one point. Another request was for $10,000. After Danchenko was ended as a source, well, they didn't need him anymore after the election. They terminated him as a source when the 2020 election rolled around. They kept him on the payroll, on the pad, as long as the Trump people could find him and prove that the dossier was BS. But once the election was over, they dumped him. After Danchenko was ended as a source at the time of the 2020 election, Helsin, the FBI, requested Danchenko receive a lump sum payment of, hold on to your hats, folks, $346,000. The FBI wanted to give him $346,000 for trying to frame Donald Trump. This would have brought the total payments to Danchenko to $565,000 to frame Donald Trump. The payment was not approved, the last payment. So then they asked him, he had to fill out paperwork when they closed him. As you wrote in the report, there was no derogatory information, says Durham. Yeah, based on my search, and that is untrue. There was a case against him, Durham. And what was the nature of the case? It was a counterintelligence investigation out of a different field office. Of a particular type, says Durham? An espionage case. An espionage case. So he was a suspected Russian spy. You know why they dropped the case against him? because they thought he'd left the country. They were so inept, the FBI, that they didn't realize he was still in the country boozing it up with his buddy Chuck Dolan and other limousine liberal layabouts from the Brookings Institute. So then they find out that he's also apparently accused of engaging Danchenko, the Russian, the sinister Russian nationalist, the suspected spy who's making up stories about Donald Trump and is on the FBI payroll to make up stories about Donald Trump, that he's also may have committed immigration fraud. And he said, did you investigate? Did you investigate? No, he went, well, that's not my question. Did you do that? Investigate it. No. To your knowledge, did anybody working on Crossfire Hurricane, this is the Russian collusion hoax probe by the FBI, Mr. Mueller's group or otherwise, ever run those immigration allegations to the ground and do what had been recommended? No. And then they also, you have to, you're supposed to investigate before you do these FISA things, what the actual motivations are. You know, is he selling information? Did you do that? No. Was it recommended that the Washington field office of the FBI determine whether Mr. Danchenko committed any unauthorized illegal activity for the apparent falsehoods and inaccuracies contained in his visa and immigration documents? The FBI agent Helson says, yes, they recommended that. Did you do it? No. Did they recommend administering a polygraph, a lie detector test, to this purported Russian spy who they're paying to make up lies about Donald Trump? Did they recommend administering a lie detector test to determine if he'd ever been tasked by a foreign individual to collect information adverse to the U.S. interest? In other words, was he a spy? They're going to give him a lie detector. They said you should perform a lie detector test to determine whether this guy who's making up stories about Donald Trump to throw the election to Hillary Clinton is in fact a spy. They recommended that, yes, says Helson. Did you do that? Says John Durham. No. Man. This is so bad, and nobody's reporting it. 844-500-4242. Talking about the people getting sick, the young people not getting sick. Now even Bill Gates is admitting the young people aren't getting sick. He won't admit that they're getting sick, that they might be getting sick from the vaccinations. 978 says, my wife works at a Boston hospital, and there's been a disturbing increase in the cases of myocarditis. And let's see, I'm jumping around here.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. And they say that the woke people just say, isn't that weird? They don't see that there's any correlation between the vaccine and the increasing number of myocarditis cases among young people. 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm here.
I just wanted to say I watched that debate between Gretchen Whitmer and Tudor Dixon.
Yes.
She is very sharp, Tudor Dixon. Very, very sharp. And Gretchen Whitmer is like a space shot. And it's beyond me how they elected her, for one thing.
Well, I don't know why they elected. She's definitely. I mean, she was insane. I think didn't she? I know she banned buying seeds. I somebody just texted me and said she also banned for a while in 2020 buying paint. It's possible.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. This was all during the COVID.
Right.
But it's not. It's not only. I mean, when you just listen to her, she's a complete space shot. And I watch a lot of these debates on television between some of these candidates, and every candidate like that Katie Hobbs from Arizona, just another complete space shot.
Right. You haven't watched any of those debates because there haven't been any. She runs away from Carrie Lake.
I've seen her on YouTube. And the thing is, the Democrats are putting up these candidates that are very, I mean, it's dumb and dumber. I don't see, no matter, go up and down the line, and any of these, sometimes on CNN, or they have the questioning of some of the candidates for government offices that Biden has put up, and just the dumbest people going. I don't know what the hell's wrong with the Democratic Party.
Well, I mean, you know the old saying from Mike Dukakis, Ron, the fish rots from the head. I mean, look at who's at the top. Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, is there anybody dumber than those three? It's just, it's pitiful. And you know, the thing is that, you know, before a Whitmer could run and say, you know, not have to answer for anything because she was new, but now she's got to answer for all this insanity. Katie Hobbs in Arizona, she's lost huge lawsuits from her employees when she was in the legislature claiming that she engaged in racial discrimination, you know, and she has to answer for that. And she can't answer for that. They were going to have a debate on PBS, and she said, "I'm not going to debate her. You need to do one-on-one interviews." She wouldn't debate, and so Carrie Lake will take a question from anybody. 844-500-4242, 917. You know why nobody's covering the story? Because nothing's going to happen. Yeah, but I think that what Durham laid out yesterday with this corrupt FBI agent, I think it needs to be printed and spread across the internet so that everybody can see it. It's outrageous. This guy was an accused Russian spy who'd committed immigration fraud, and the FBI knew it. And what they did when they found out he was lying and probably taking money from Hillary Clinton, you know, secondhand through cutouts, they put him on the payroll to shut him up, to destroy a president who was an innocent man. It's beyond outrageous. And if they can do it, as Donald Trump always says, if they can do it to me, meaning Donald Trump, what can they do to you? You have to ask yourself that question. 844-500-4242. And now all the pro-life anti-abortion activists are discovering that they can do it to them. That it's not just Roger Stone or Peter Navarro who can be the targets of SWAT teams in the FBI. It's anybody. It's anybody who steps out of line and gets in the way of the deep state's fundamental transformation of the United States. You know, I love all of my pillows products. I sleep on their pillows. I wear their slippers. I even got a new bed down here in Florida that I love so much. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's my pillows bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. And you know how much I value my sleep. They're luxurious, ultra-soft and breathable, but extremely durable. They even come in a variety of sizes and colors, which my wife loves. For a limited time, Howie Carr Show listeners can get these amazing sheets for as little as $29.98. That's right, as little as $29.98. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Carr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
We still have a few of our gift certificates from yesterday's Cheap Bastard deal to Phillips Chocolates in Dorchester. It's a great, great place to get candy, and they do mail orders. These are $50 gift cards to Phillips Chocolates for just $25. There's only a handful left. Phillips Chocolates been around for almost 100 years. It's the oldest chocolatier in Boston. And they make these amazing turtles. That's their big product, but they also
chocolate,
have all kinds
chocolate,
of chocolate, all chocolate, kinds of chocolate, 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 chocolate,
fudge
and chocolate. It's great stuff. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store, and you can get a $50 gift card to Phillips Chocolate. And again, they do mail order, so you don't have to go to Morsi Boulevard to pick it up. Just call in or put your order in on internet. But you get your gift certificates at HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. And in the next hour, we're going to give away the Gen 21 heater. We're giving away one Gen 21 infrared heater every Police Blotter Facts Friday in the month of October. And all you have to do to enter the contest is to subscribe to the Howie Carr Show email list. Go to HowieCarsShow.com when you're getting your Phillips Chocolate gift certificate. And click the Gen 21 sign up and win banner, enter your email address, and you could win this extremely efficient and stylish heater from Eden Pure. The randomly selected winner will be announced every Friday in October, so make sure you're listening. We'll be announcing one in about 45 minutes or so. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Howie. This is Sean from New Hampshire. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't John Roberts oversee the FISA court?
Yes, he does.
And if that's the case, why isn't he dragging all these FBI people that actually outright lied and made a mockery of his court? Why isn't he dragging them in front of them and having them explain why this is actually happening?
I assume if you know who runs the FISA courts, this is a rhetorical question, because he's a swamp creature. That's why. You know that, right?
Right. And, no, I do. I agree with that. But this is the problem that you have with it, is that, you know, I'm wondering if some of these Supreme Court justices are actually compromised themselves.
That's an old rumor about Roberts. We don't know that for a fact, but that's always been the rumor. He rewrote the Obamacare statute so it wouldn't be unconstitutional. So that was another disaster he was involved in. He's been a terrible disappointment. And again, you know, the government can overreach and become tyrannical in the best of circumstances. But when you give them a secret court, everything has got to be totally on the level, totally on the up and up. And obviously the FBI is not capable. The Justice Department is not capable of being on the up and up in these ex parte hearings. Ex parte meaning one party. You know, Carter Page didn't have a lawyer in there. George Papadopoulos didn't have a lawyer in there. Michael Flynn didn't have a lawyer. Donald Trump didn't have a lawyer in there. And they tried to frame them all, because they were Make America Great Again guys. They were deplorables. There is no equal justice under the law. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls, especially if it's the FISA courtrooms. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hey, Howie. There is no justice system. There's no real judicial process in this country anymore. And the case in point is very simple. It's this. All these mayors and governors in these blue states, all they have to do is run to the FBI now for cover.
Right. I know. And they issue these executive edicts, these executive orders claiming there's an emergency, just like Brandon did today in the federal government, so he can keep the welfare payments going. And Charlie Parker did it in Massachusetts. He used some Cold War act to justify his insane lockdowns that decimated the state, decimated the young people of the Commonwealth who weren't allowed to go to school for all those months and years. It's just been a disaster. I hope all these governors that were involved in this, Republican or Democrat alike, but they're mostly Democrats. Charlie Parker's already gone. I hope they're all voted out. You know, that would be a perfect repudiation of all this nonsense. Even Bill Gates is admitting he was wrong. I mean, he's not going to suffer anything. The only ones that's going to suffer are the people whose businesses were destroyed, whose lives were ruined, whose kids didn't get an education. Where do they go for their reparations? I'm Howie Carr.